Linux modifier. So let's take a look.
That intro was really short. Yeah, we're talking about the Ghostmology.
It's a new Disney show with the premise of this girl moves into this house and there's a ghost. And this girl has the attitude of goddamn Starfire. So, like, totally, like, positive vibes. And the ghost is, like, grumpy and hates everything. And especially her. So, like, you got the kind of odd couple dynamic and the voices and the words of Cat Valentine. The odd couple dynamic where, you know, they're totally opposites that shouldn't work for each other, but somehow get along, get into all sorts of wacky adventures. Go look up Sam and Cat. Literally, there's something close to that quote being said. That's why I love the show so goddamn much. Yeah. Today we're going to be kind of going over the Ghost of Mallow McGee. Do I think it's going to actually do well? And, you know, or do I think we're going to have another flop? So, yeah. The Ghost and Molly McGee is an upcoming American animated supernatural comedy horror. It's Disney. They don't do horror as a thing. Created by Bill Motz and Bob Roth and produced by Disney Television Animation. Apparently, they got two different television animation and movie animation branches. Proves how big Disney is and the fact they need to calm the F down. A sneak peek of the show's theme song was shown on May 1st, 2021 during the Halfway to Halloween event on Disney Channel, and the show was scheduled to premiere on October 1st, 2021. On August 31st, 2021, before the series premiered, it was renewed for a second season. That's really ambitious, because if this show does absolutely horribly, you've already kind of screwed yourself. The plot, tween optimist Molly McGee lives to make the world a better place, fix what has gone wrong, and spread joy. Meanwhile, the cantankerous ghost Scratch lives to make the world a worse place, break what has gone right, and spread misery. When a curse from Scratch backfires, he finds himself forever bound to Molly. Despite that, Scratch and Molly form an unlikely friendship that guides each of them through the ups and downs of their respective worlds. The two real stars of the show are Molly McGee, voiced by Ashley Birch, who you may recognize from Steven Universe as the voice of Rutile, and Scratch, voiced by Dana Snyder, whose name sounds more familiar than anything he's done, but apparently was Dr. Colosso on the Thundermans, is up in the Cthulhu Wikipedia article. So, fair. Yeah. We also would like to note another somewhat character, Michaela Dietz, voice of Amethyst, someone from the Owl House, and other people. Michaela Dietz was in something else, really, that I watched, but I forget what it was. Plays Molly's brother, which I can respect that choice, but I'm going to be interested to see how Michaela Dietz pulls off a brother voice. And I also think it's a really great decision for them to make. Additional guest voices include, I'm going to mess up all of these names, Kelsey Grammer, Natasha Rothwell, Greta Gerwig, Yvette Nicole Brown, sorry if I botched that, Jane Lynch, Jennifer Lewis, Danny Trejo, respect, Aparna Gankarla, once again, I apologize if I botched that, Pamela Adlon, Patton Oswalt, Darcy Carden, Thomas Lennon, Jessica Keenan-Wynn, and Sean Gambron. I botched all of those, and I'm so, so sorry to those people. You know, it's looking like it's going to be a really, interesting show. So it's looking like it's going to be, like 11 minute episodes instead of 22 minute episodes, meaning for each 22 minute or 30 minute block, there's going to be two episodes. The first two episodes that are going to premiere on October 31st, 2021 are The Curse and First Day Frights. And that is literally everything on this article. Also, their logo looks like something out of My Little Pony, but like the horror side of My Little Pony. So take with that what you will. So what do I think? I believe that this is going to be interesting, and I'm really excited to watch this show for like the few episodes. I think we're going to be able to handle it, because let's remember, this is Disney. The Owl House was a one in a million shot of working. So I don't think I'm going to like love the show as much as She-Ra or The Owl House or Steven Universe, but I don't think I'm going to hate it as much as I hate a lot of Disney. That sentence ended a while ago. So yeah, The Ghost of Molly McGee. This is kind of my short little This is kind of my quick little run through of what I think this show is gonna be. I think this show is gonna do well. It may get a third season, but that's gonna be it. Like, the show does not look like it's gonna do very well. Unless it somehow gets like the Teen Titans Go appeal, which that show should not have gone on for as long as it is. It's still going. Oh, it finally revealed the ending of Teen Titans Go. The show is going to end in 2022 spring. Final season is season 7. Thank God. Not a fan of that show. Ruined Teen Titans. So, yeah. Really, to give my quick little overview of what of the information about The Ghost of Molly McGee. When season 1 ends, I may give my little recap. Maybe. Probably not. Yeah. So, thank you so much for listening. I don't know what I'm doing with this podcast anymore. We'll see where this goes. And, yeah, I will see you guys next time. Bye!